All the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico, it's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, the man with the snapping fingers and the tapping toes, your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirtman Show.
That's me, Jason Kirtman. I'm the guy trying to bring back the nickel soda pop, not the cold drink, but the concept of the way of life we used to enjoy in America, when the days we lived in were filled with people who understood the traits of honesty, integrity, the value of common sense, the value of a dollar, and the willingness to lend a helping hand. We remember those days by listening to great artists of the day, not just musicians and singers, but occasionally a comedian as well. We remember those days when an ice-cold soda cost about a nickel, and we long for those days. I'm Jason Kirtman, coming to you from the Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. Let's get started right now, shall we, on the Jason Kirtman Show. Was the Bay City Rollers from 1974. We're going to wind the clock back just a little bit, 16 years. Just 16 years. That's not a long time. What a difference in the music and style. Here's Chuck Willis from 1958 with What Am I Living For?
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night to feel your lips to mine to hold you tight. You'll be the only girl my whole life through. Nobody else will do. I want you close to me. That's all I know. I want you all the time because, darling, I love you so. What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for? Not for you. What am I living for if not for you? Baby, nobody else will do.
The artist was Dion, the song was Ruby Baby, and the year was 1963.
Now that I love a girl and a Ruby is her name, hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I didn't want to, whoa, from the happy day I met you now. I made a bet that I was going to get you now. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Hear me talk in time now.
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Feel so good, but I don't believe you're treating me the best way that Couple of years ago, the Independent All Dealers Association of America in Houston, Texas. A fellow was there. He was a technical man, a PhD from a school of mines, and oh, he shelled down the corn. He was brilliant. He made them all people really believe they were something. And when he got on standing ovation, they just bellered and hollered, and they run up to him and said, "Sir, we need a public relations venture right now, bad for the oil industry. Please take a sabbatical from your school. We'll put you in a limousine with a chauffeur, and wherever we can get a crowd of people, we want you to talk to them and say the wonderful things about the oil industry you just said to us." Man took the job. He'd been out on the road 5 months. They going down the highway, and the chauffeur looks in the rearview mirror at the professor on the back seat, and he said, "Sir," said, "there ain't no justice in this country. I can make that speech better than you." "I can. I've heard you make it 100 times. I done memorized it. I'm a better speaker than you. You making so much money you can't spend it all, and I go hungry just driving this car. And I guarantee you, I can make the speech good as you, and I ought to get a raise." Man said, "My dear fellow, I had my PhD for, I ain't wanting to hear all that. I don't care where you got all that stuff. I can make the cotton picking speech better than you." The professor said, "Pull into the roadside park up here. The school where I'm going to, they don't know me. I'll swap clothes with you, let you get up and make the speech and make a fool out of yourself, and I'll break you from sucking eggs right here. Suits me fine. Get your britches off." They changed clothes, went on into the university. 22,000 people in the field house. The real professor sitting on the back row of the auditorium with his chauffeur's cap in his lap. Here's the chauffeur, got on the professor's suit up on the stage. Now you talking about making a talk. Whoa, them students wallered. They rolled on the floor. They bellered, they screamed. He shook the corn right on down to the cob. Whoa, he forevermore inflamed them. And the president of the university got up and said, "The students, we have a few minutes before the bell rings. I wonder if y'all like to ask this learned gentleman any questions." "Y'all want to ask him any questions? Well, you know the type. A real egghead got up about halfway back, had them horn-rimmed glasses on, had books under each arm. He said, 'Professor, if a dinosaur died 2 billion years ago and the Earth's stratosphere built up over that carcass, and today on a wildcat drilling venture, a drill bit passes through that decayed carcass at 8,943 feet. What will be the name of that stratosphere, and what will be the pH of the soil contained in the drill bit?'" That old boy on that stage stared right at him. He said, "As long as I've been in this business, I ain't never been asked a question that simple." And just to show you how simple that question is, my chauffeur is in the back of the room. I'm gonna ask him to stand up and answer it.
Girl that I love in a town way down in Texas, beneath the stars up above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms, and I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. And all the world was bright as I held her hand that night. And I heard her say, "Don't won't you ever go away." So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. And I kissed her while the guitars played Bonaparte's Retreat. Kissed her while the guitars played Bonaparte's Retreat.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII, our anchor station out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, and 97.5 FM, our sister station right here in Alamogordo. The Leading Edge Radio Network, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, AM 1290, Oldies Radio 88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com. Also Hawaiian Pacific Radio and Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, WYAP 107.7 FM, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, AM 520 The Loop, 88.1 WCPR, Andrews Community Radio, Classic Hits 1630 AM, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom, Dark Classics Radio, W Rock Radio, and DeepOldies.com. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program, go to my website at JasonKirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, send me an email or check out the blog. Let me know just how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show. Earlier, that was Willie Nelson with the Bonaparte's Retreat. Here's Jackie Wilson with a great classic, Am I the Man?
Treating me right. You ought to be here to hold my hand and try to make me understand. And baby, tell me what's the gain? Am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah. You ought to be ahead of letting me know. You ought to be ahead of tell me so. You ought to be here to prove it's true that I'm the only one for you. And baby, tell me what's the gain? Are driving me wild, but no. I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, am I the man? Are driving me wild, but no. I'm going.
have your chance. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love your jubbly like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, oh, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Come on, tell me, baby. I heard it from somebody else, but now I'm gonna...
A 20-year-old man in Macomb Township, Michigan, became the most recent alleged drunk driver to reveal himself in the most awkward of ways. By accidentally swerving into the midst of a sheriff's deputy's roadside stop of another alleged drunk driver. Coincidentally, both arrestees are 20 and both registered matching 0.17 blood alcohol readings. On a side note, as a policeman in Nevada, Missouri, years ago, I once arrested the same individual for drunk driving twice in the same night. After I arrested him the first time, a bail bondsman came to the jail and paid his bond. Then returned the man to his car. I proved one of his earlier statements false when he said to me that he would be home before I finished my paperwork. When you're alone in the car, do you ever sing to yourself? Come on, be honest. Sure you do. So do I. I even sing to myself when I'm on my motorcycle. And when I am on my bike, I find that this is the song that seems to always pop into my head. Here's Charlie Rich with Mohair Sam. Once again, it's time to wrap up this edition of The Jason Kirkman Show. I just want to close and tell you how grateful I am for people like you. People who still enjoy good, wholesome, clean fun. I have a great day planned. I picked up a new hobby earlier this year, smoking foods. And last night I was at the grocery store and I think I got just a little carried away with my purchases of assorted meats. So I'm going to cook it all up and share it with a few folks before it all goes bad. I hope you have a fantastic day. Spend some quality time with the ones you love, making memories for them, especially those kids. I don't think I have to tell you just how important that is. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And I'll see you next time right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. I'll leave you with a fun piece by Larry Williams, You Bug Me, Baby.
You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. You got that funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby. When we go riding in the pale moonlight, all I wanna do is hold you tight. You whisper, come, come close to me. Ooh-wee,
baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. The other night when I kissed your lips, my head was spinning and my heart did flips. And you looked at me and you wrinkled your nose. Ooh-wee, baby, you curl my toes. You bug me, baby. When we go dating to a driving show, the picture playing we never know. You're close to me and I'm close to you. Ooh-wee, baby, is that lipstick new? You bug me, baby. You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. Only a little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die.
Warm smiles, hearty handshakes, mouth-watering cuisine, beautiful scenery, and endless activities. That sums up Southern New Mexico. Come visit us. For more information, log on to alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, or newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked on my website at jasonkurtman.com. The Jason Kurtman Show is proud to be underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing useful products for home and businesses since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.